Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code RADIO10.
Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
It's Friday night.
And now from the Bob and Cherry studios on this fabulous Friday, it's Bob and Cherry.
Well, howdy, howdy. Nice to have everybody with us for another Bob and Cherry show. I hope, I've never been somebody who followed the royal family real closely. You know, if there was something big, obviously it's in my news feed and I'd read about that. And of course, the weddings and the funerals and all of that are interesting to watch. But I was thinking about King Charles the other day, and I'm still not used to saying King Charles. Doesn't it still seem a little bit odd? King Charles.
I always expect, because we watch so many dog shows on television, the word spaniel to come afterward. And I'm always like, wait, oh, we're talking about King Charles.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I hope he's going to be okay. I know he's done some things that were unsavory in his life, but he also was, you know, a very big supporter of a clean environment, of beautiful architecture, horticulture. You know, I mean, he has a good side. And I was thinking about him. Do you think he ever, there at Balmoral or in Buckingham Palace, when it's just King Charles in a room, right? Camilla is off, I don't know, dusting a hat or whatever they do. And does he ever say to himself, there are like 3.5 billion souls in the world, and I'm the freaking king of England? I know he's had some bad things that have happened to him, obviously. But you're the king of England. There aren't that many kings. You know, there are probably a half a dozen, I guess, in the world. But the king of England is like
England.
Number one.
Yeah.
You know, it's
number,
it's
a cliche. Yeah.
It is. It is. Do you think he just says to himself, how did this happen? Why me? I'm the freaking king of England.
No. He never says, why me? Because
really?
From the moment he was born, he was told that he had been chosen by God to be king. He never says, why me? Ever.
But he's a smart guy. He knows that that is not really true. He's an educated man, and I know how he was instilled with all these things at boarding schools and all of the rules that he had to learn to be a royal, a major royal. But still, are you telling me he's sitting there at night and it's dark and his thoughts don't go, who would have thought? It's just...
No.
No, he never thinks that.
Why did this take so long? Why,
yeah.
What shape would the country be in if this would have happened sooner? Yeah. Yeah. These cats, I mean, if you're headed for something your entire life, you're taking this for granted, I think.
He never says, why me? He never rubs his hands together and, you know, is amazed at where he found himself. I don't believe that for a second.
It's just so hard to embrace that. You know, like I say, how did you turn out to be on the Bob and Cherry show, you know, and do this for a living? And it's just me on the Bob and Cherry show, not the King of England.
Well, you were not, from the moment you were born, you were not lavished with the news that you had been chosen by God. You were lavish with the news that you were a burden, and if you could please stop coughing. Okay.
You was an exterminator.
It's very different.
You was an exterminator at one time. Listen, you were going to be the king. We're going to be the king of the restaurant. That's where you were headed for. Had the restaurant done extremely well, you would be in the back. You would be in the back. Yep. You would.
Why would I be in the back? I'm not a bad looking guy. I'd be up front greeting people.
No, but you'd be back up making sure everything's exactly right.
Well, that's true.
Everything is cooked perfectly. There's no dirt going on. I mean, you'd be on top of it.
Yeah.
be on top of it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you walk out, sling your towel over your shoulder and say, hey, how y'all doing? Is everything good? You know,
yeah.
Glad y'all came by. Yeah, you'd do all that. Yeah. You'd have a shit hat on, too.
Not only does King Charles never think he's lucky or why me, but you were wrong also about Queen Camilla off dusting a hat. Queen Camilla was not off dusting a hat. She was off promising a princess eternal beauty in exchange for her baby, okay? Because that's what what evil queens do in the fairy tales. Like, forget it. These people are not like you. They are not at all like you.
You know, Camilla is saying to herself, you hung in there and you're queen. You made it.
You know she's saying that.
Here's what Camilla is saying. Taste the apple, my dear. We
more
got the People's
the
Movie Critic today reviewing the reboot, the Jake Gyllenhaal reboot of Roadhouse. Comedian Karen Morgan. And if you're watching Netflix's Three Body Problems, the true crime bizarre murder plot behind the scenes. It's Bob and Sherry.
She's done it again. Sherry Lynch named one of the most influential women in radio. It's Bob and Sherry. Sherry.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all
Dolly.
And no giving. Just use your mind. And they never give you credit.
Sing it, girl. When this song came out and the movie came out, this was a battle cry. 9 to 5, and you're just giving and giving and giving, and the man ain't giving you nothing back. It's your whole life. 9 to 5, and people are like, yeah, 9 to 5. Well, it turns out, boy, what would you not give to work 9 to 5 now? Because somehow between when Dolly released that song and this very second, work went from 9 to 5 to 8:30 to 5:30 to 8 to 5 to 8 to 6. And now I know people who get the side eye from management if they're in the office after 8 a.m. And God help you if you even think about leaving before 6 p.m. That is going to hurt your career. Well, it turns out that, as is generally true in all things, Dolly was right. People who did work 9 to 5 back in the day are much healthier now and were much healthier then than our current work hours. People today have significant declines in their mental and physical health starting at age 50 because we don't work 9 to 5. It's more 8 to 6. It's more 7 to 7. And people working those brutal hours that are now just the norm for all of us, they don't sleep as well. They're more likely to be depressed. They're more likely to have health problems connected to not sleeping, being depressed. They don't have any time. You know, all this like business of you have to exercise, you got to work out, 10,000 steps. That is hard to do for people that leave their house before 7 in the morning and don't get home till after 7 at night. Like, you can yell at those people and lecture them all you want, but it's not reasonable. And all of that physical fatigue and emotional exhaustion and stress have made us all vulnerable to crap health. In fact, 75% of the work patterns that we have now are terrible for us. They're absolutely awful. What we should be doing is what our queen, Dolly Parton, preached. We should be working 9 to 5. And we should get a lunch break. This business of like wolfing down a package of vending machine crackers like a squirrel at your desk, that is not good for any of us. It is slowly killing us. But you know, profits over people, that's the reality that we operate in.
When I got my first really good radio job, I was so excited. And the hours were not real long during the week, but you worked 6 days a week. You worked 6 days a week. So it was like a 50-hour week. And then the job before that was 48 hours a week. And I was the disc jockey, the assistant program director. And on Sundays, I would get to the studio and do a shift on air that was 6+ hours. That's a long time to be on the air.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a regular sort of corporate job, my friends who have regular kinds of corporate jobs, it's an 11 to 12 hour workday realistically for them, because they have to leave really early in order to deal with traffic and commuting to get there a little bit before 8 o'clock to look like go-getters. And then they can't leave before 6 because I guess you don't care about your career. And then they're dealing with email at home at night because you know, they can get to you 24/7. We have allowed, let me stand up, revolution. We have allowed for-profit corporations in Wall Street to destroy our lives, our mental and physical well-being, our ability to be present for our families and to take care of aging parents and grandparents, our abilities to nurture our own souls. All we do is work and drive and clean, repeat. And while we're doing that, I'll talk about Kellogg's. Let me shout out Kellogg's. While you're wolfing down that bowl of Special K to put in your 11 or 12 hour soulless grind of a day, Kellogg's cut the amount of Special K in the box, increased the price by 30%, gave big giant dividends to their shareholders, bought back stocks, and laughed in your face. That's what's happening.
That is not great.
Dolly was correct. 9 to 5. If you told me right now that I could have a 9 to 5 job with dental, I would be like, where's the time machine?
Wasn't it Henry Ford who invented that? Wasn't it Henry Ford who invented the 8-hour day?
The 8-hour workday, yeah.
The 8-hour workday, and he said it just makes sense. 8 hours of work, 8 hours of rest, 8 hours of recreation. So
except now it's 10, 11, 12 hours of work.
Yeah.
And a broken night's, I'm telling you, revolution, my people. Morons in the News is next. It's Bob and Sherry. Morons in the News is sponsored by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do it.
Let's go. Go.
Bob and Sherry.
Idiot!
With Morons in the News.
We go to Columbus, Ohio. So let's say there's a lot of rain in your city, wherever you live, and there are several areas that always flood. What do the local anchors always tell you to do if you're out, you know, in your car and you come to one of these areas? What do they always tell you to do?
Don't try to go across.
Well, there is a big flood going underway in the south side of Columbus. And this driver decided, he looked at it, and I mean, it's a four stop, no cars with four stops could go, because there's like a lake in the middle of it. This one guy says, I'm not going the other way. And the cameras caught him. He has an SUV, he was trapped in the floodwaters, and couldn't get the car going. He had to climb out of his car and sit on the roof until help arrived. And finally, a cop showed up with a GMC pickup, backed it a little into the water, and then they walked a chain out to connect it to the car, and they pulled the SUV out. So you're saying to yourself right now, well, okay, we've all seen that. What's the big deal on this story? The car was a Maserati, and it was worth $188,000.
If I had a car worth that much, I wouldn't even park next to somebody, much less drive.
I know. I know. You're exactly right. 2.5 inches of rain in about 2 hours there. That's what did it.
Man,
Lamar?
That's unbelievable. A Nebraska woman allegedly found something by accident at a gas station pump. If she double swiped the reward card, she could get the gas for free. Now, unfortunately, you can't really do that. And the 45-year-old woman was arrested, and she faces felony theft charges accusing her of a crime that cost the gas station nearly $28,000. Prosecutors said that the woman exploited the system over a period of several months and police learned of the problem when the loss prevention manager reported that the pump and pantry in Lincoln had been scammed. The company was unaware of a glitch in a software update that allowed anyone that swiped their reward card twice to put the gas pump into demonstration mode. In a demo mode, you could just pump gas at no cost as much as you wanted. So the loss prevention manager determined that one particular card had been used repeatedly to obtain free gas. The police were able to trace it, and video surveillance showed that it was her pumping the gas on all these occasions. The woman not only used the scam to get free gas, but she allowed another woman to use her card for a fee. The other woman told police that she paid to use a card for discounted fuel. The woman paid Thompson $500 for gas purchases that should have cost $700. All told, the card was swiped 510 times. More than 7,400 gallons of gas was pumped. She's free on bond, but she's got a court hearing coming up.
I've never heard of anything like that. That's the darndest thing.
And today's moron of the day comes to us out of Daytona Beach, Florida. Daytona Beach police responded to a burglar alarm at 1:26 in the morning at the Hooters restaurant on the International Speedway Boulevard. So the officer responding to the alarm walked to the back of the empty parking lot of the Hooters, which was closed for the day, and saw a blue Dodge pickup truck backed into an adjacent parking lot. A man was outside the truck loading something into the bed of the vehicle. So as officers continued to check the Hooters, they saw there was a large glass window that was shattered with glass on the ground. They went back to the business and made contact with the guy at the pickup truck, and he turned away from the police and wouldn't talk to them. So the cop pointed his flashlight at the man and was calling him out. And then the man pulled out a flashlight and started blinking it at the cop. At this point now, the cop is like, oh, enough. And so the cop tells the guy, there has been a break-in here and we are investigating it. And the man at the pickup truck said, yeah, it's not me. I just needed somewhere to pee. And the cop was like, tell me a little more about that. And the guy said, I was coming from my friend's house. I can't remember his address. I was heading to my house, but I needed to pee, so I stopped here to use the parking lot. And that's when the officer noticed small pieces of broken glass on the man's shoe. They searched, and it turned out that the man had broken into the Hooters at Daytona Beach and stolen 4 beer taps. The man's last name is Baker, and his occupation is, are you ready? He is a Florida State Highway Patrol officer.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't happen very often.
Well, he was terminated from his position shortly after being caught breaking into the Hooters. And I just have to say, I don't know what this man's deal is, but if you're a Florida State Trooper and you're breaking into a Hooters in Daytona Beach to steal beer taps, you are trying to get fired from your job. That was your goal, because there's no way you're keeping your job after that. That is Morons in the News. We have the People's Movie Critic with his review of The Roadhouse Reboot, starring Jake Gyllenhaal. And I have a feeling, Lamar has not told me, but I have a feeling that Taylor Swift is not the only person done with Jake Gyllenhaal. It's Bob and Sherry.
Sign up for our newsletter. We never spam you.
Never did.
Get Bob and Sherry exclusives. Just go to bobandsherry.com.
You know, there might be a little bit more to this eclipse thing than we're thinking. In Dallas, Texas, the organization that manages the Texas power grid said it is taking steps to make sure that the state can withstand the loss of solar power during this total eclipse. The sun will be completely blocked by the moon, and the sky will be dark in the Dallas-Fort Worth area between 1:40 p.m. and 1:44 p.m. That's 4 minutes, okay? Mm-hmm. A forecast provided by the Electric Reliability Council of Texas says that if they are clear skies that afternoon, solar generation will drop from about 99% of capacity to just under 8% for those 4 minutes. But even really? In the hours leading, yeah, but even in the hours leading up to and following the totality, there's going to be a dip in solar generation because the sun will still be partially covered between 12:30 and 3 p.m. So the meteorologist, Dylan Federico, he says that less than half of the normal solar generation will occur during that time. He said, just like at night, without the sunshine, we quickly lose energy and it's just lost into outer space. If it is a sunny and clear afternoon, the temperature could also drop up to 8 degrees during the eclipse.
Wow.
Now, it says it'll have less of an impact if it's cloudy or windy, but so I guess this could be a little bit of a big deal.
It sounds like a James Bond plot, you know, in the future, like solar is the major source of energy in the future. And the evil Dr. No at the time decides to get his minions and they're waiting for the eclipse to tank the solar energy and they take over the world.
That's a good theory, Bob. We'll see how that works out.
It could happen.
We'll check.
It could happen.
We'll check it out. This is Bob and Sherry.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, ORIGIN.com, code RADIO10.
The People's Movie Critics Review is sponsored by Dr. Marty's. DrMartyPets.com/Bob. It is time for the People's Movie Critic right now. And if you know this song from the Doors album many years ago, you know that he's looking at Roadhouse. Lamar?
Yes, but let's be serious. This is Roadhouse 2024. It should be more like Roadkill, Road Rash, or maybe Road Rage, because it is in no way worthy to be called Roadhouse. If you have never seen the original Roadhouse starring Patrick Swayze, then this might seem like a passable movie to you. It's like turkey bacon. If you have never tasted actual pork bacon, with that rendered fat that melts in your mouth, and then someone gave you turkey bacon, you might think, oh, well, that's pretty good. You would have no idea that it was a trick, a fake, a counterfeit, an abomination, if you will. That is the case with Roadhouse. There is the real one with Patrick Swayze and the abomination with Jake Gyllenhaal. Now, I have to couch this review, to be honest, in the fact that I'm insulted by the fact they even attempted to redo the original Roadhouse, much less the crappy job they did with it. So I may be biased here. But Jake Gyllenhaal, he's a talented actor. And for this role, he really worked out. He trained with MMA fighters. He's in excellent shape. He's cut. His body, it looks like a bodybuilder. It's great. It's great. The problem is he's playing an already defined character, so he has to make it different. He has to make it his own. But the Patrick Swayze Dalton can't be improved on. The Swayze Dalton was a cooler that built his name in a bar in New York and his reputation as a bouncer that stopped the trouble before it started is legendary. The Swayze Dalton is also famous because, yes, he did kill a man in a fight by ripping his throat right out. Now, the Gyllenhaal Dalton was a famous UFC fighter that killed a man in the octagon in the ring. And then he went on to make a living by going to underground fights and scaring people into not fighting him because he had killed somebody so that they would forfeit the prize money and give it to him. What an idiot. The Swayze Dalton is a man of honor and well-respected. Gyllenhaal Dalton is a bottom feeder that has no honor and is at the low point of his life. The Swayze Dalton has friends, including his mentor, Wade Garrett, played by Sam Elliott, who has his back when Dalton knows he needs help. Gyllenhaal Dalton is a loner who has nobody to stand with him. He doesn't care if he lives or dies. There's a darkness to him that is depressing. Swayze Dalton is guided by his moral compass. Gyllenhaal Dalton is all about himself. Swayze Dalton's motto is, be nice until you can't be nice. Gyllenhaal Dalton's a jerk. I'm sorry, he is. He's a jerk. The 1989 Roadhouse is one of the great, if not the greatest bad movies ever made. Critically, but everybody loves it. Everybody loves it. They've watched it over and over and over. Dalton is the action hero who's trying to keep peace by being nice. He only fought if provoked, and then he made the provoker rue the day he ever met Dalton. He was handsome. He knew how to treat a woman. And on that vein right there is probably, this is probably the most popular action movie among women ever, especially since it included Sam Elliott. Women love this movie. They love it. The new Roadhouse pales in every comparison. The only thing that stands out is Conor McGregor's cartoon performance as a madman brawler who only knows one speed. Berserk! He's off the chain. I mean, you can't help but watch him. You can't take your eyes off of him. The movie's 2 hours long. It's rated R for violence, language, and some nudity. This is a travesty. It really is. It is wrong on every count. Is nothing sacred. I mean, the original 1989 Roadhouse is also on Prime. So do yourself a favor. Watch it. My score, and I'm bringing it back, my score is 1 Zima. Remember the Whoa. Zima. That's what it is. 1 Zima. I'm done with wow. this. Done
is it flat? It. Wow. Is it room temp? Is it backwash or is it an actual Zima?
It's out of date. Oh. It's a horrible thing. It's a horrible
Can
thing.
I tell you why a woman said that she liked the first Roadhouse? Because not only did it have Sam Elliott, but Sam Elliott danced with Kelly Lynch and he knew how to dance. That's what yes. did it for her.
Yes, sir.
Because I could see that.
That was a woman
moment.
Loves it.
That was a moment yeah, in that movie. I can see that. Yeah.
It's Bob and Sherry.
Come on down to the Bob and Sherry store with all kinds of great merchandise.
Color me curious.
Including the Bob and Sherry coloring book.
A coloring book for exhausted adults.
You know what? I'm exhausted. You exhaust me.
Color your stress away. 50 fun images with lots of snarky slogans.
That's correct.
Order them for your friends and neighbors. Makes a great gift for mom on Mother's Day.
That's music to a mother's ears.
Or anytime. Get it today. Just hit the shop tab at bobandsherry.com.
She's done it again. Sherry Lynch named one of the most influential women in radio. It's Bob and Sherry. Sherry.
Teachers, while you're in the final leg of the school year, take some time to nominate yourself or a teacher you know to win a vacation from Visit Florida to Margaritaville Beach Resort and Fort Myers Beach. Just go to bobandsherry.com. Listen mm-hmm. to this. Airbnb had a 1,000% surge in searches for places for people to go to watch the eclipse.
Because there's a gigantic
swath of the country that will experience this totality. So mm-hmm. It's crazy. And some of the people who own Airbnbs in the path of the eclipse totality have sweetened the deal by offering telescopes and eclipse glasses and all this other stuff. But here's the problem. That it may be really cloudy and overcast. We will still have the solar eclipse, but you may not see it. Like if you're traveling, if you've got an Airbnb in Oklahoma and you're traveling to watch it, depending on what your weather is, you may not really get to see it. So here's something I didn't realize. The last big eclipse we had was 2017. Mm-hmm. More than 20 million people in the USA traveled and stayed somewhere to experience the eclipse.
No kidding.
And that was 2017. Yeah. And based on the surge in hotel and Airbnb bookings, and Airbnb is really going to cash in, I think. Mm-hmm. It's estimated that as many as 5 or 6 million more people, so like 25, 26 million people are on the move on Monday to see the solar eclipse.
So if it's cloudy, you're going, it's the sky or your atmosphere around you is going to darken. But the idea of holding up, one of those things to look through and see the ring would be diminished. Is that right?
Yeah. So let me just give you an example of some of what is going on with Airbnb. So in the town of Fairfield, Illinois, which is in the path of totality, you can rent an entire house on Airbnb. And by the time you pay the cleaning fees and security fees and the Airbnb fees and the host fees, it's just $11,412 per night.
Yeah. Where is this? Wow. Where is this one?
Fairfield, Illinois. Now, there, it's on 25 open acres of land. There are 4 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. So, you know, you're going to be comfortable, but it's over $11,000 per night. And because of, you know, weather is not, I know some of y'all think that the government controls the weather via chemtrails. And I ain't arguing with you or judging you because what do I know? But I can tell you that the weather is often an unpredictable beast. And it's looking like she might be kind of nasty on Monday. Parts of Texas, including Dallas, which again is in totality, big time thunderstorms are being forecast for Monday. I don't
know. Oh,
let me say this. Mm-mm. I wouldn't pay $11,000 to ride the shuttle bareback to see it. I mean, come on, $11,000? Come on. No, that's ridiculous. Right?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Niagara Falls is smack dab in the path of totality. 100% coverage for about 3.5 minutes. That's what is predicted for Niagara Falls. The mayor of Niagara Falls said, we're expecting an additional 1 million visitors, which is 14 times more people in one day than we see all year long. Now, think about that.
That would be a cool place. That would be a cool place to go. And you know, the hotel rooms have got to be, what do you think, $600 or $800 for regular.
That feels like you'd be in Times Square on New Year's Eve type of crowd.
Yeah. It does sound that way.
Now listen, before we make fun of these people, the next solar eclipse that's this big time, this magnitude, doesn't even happen until 2079.
That's the one, right? I want to see. I want to be here for that. That's the one I'm
there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be there. So the people that have taken some time off from work and are traveling and are staying in these hotels and Airbnbs, it's because this is a once in a lifetime event. Now, I will remind you that my husband is getting on the road Monday morning, and I have told him a million times, my love, you're crazy. You don't understand. We've got millions of people traveling. All the hotels are booked. We've got states of emergency. And you know what he says to me? Well, when you spend too much time on the internet. Which is true. Yeah. Which is also true. All right, straight ahead. Good luck, Eclipse Travelers. Straight ahead, comedian Karen Morgan. And if you're a fan of Three Body Problem on Netflix, you might not know of the bizarre murder plot behind the making. True crime really happened behind the making of Three Body Problem. Your mind's going to be blown. It's all coming up. It's Bob and Sherry.
Everyone Needs a Laugh is sponsored by Easy Cater. Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work work.
It's time for Everyone Needs a Laugh. Here's comedian Karen Morgan.
Did I forget anybody? Who did I forget? X, yes! Actually, I didn't forget X. It's a little trick. Because I was born the first year of Gen X or the last year of Gen Jones, depending on which chart you look at. But everyone forgets Gen X. Even CBS News forgot Gen X last year. They did this whole thing on all the generations. They did Silent Generation, Boomers, and then they skipped over 65 million of us Jan Bradys, and then they went right down to the Millennials and the Post-Millennials. But here's all y'all need to know about Gen Xers. We don't care. We don't care. In fact, we kind of like it that you left us off your little list, CBS News, because we're like the secret dive bar that only the locals know about. We don't advertise, but we're never going out of business. Now, the boomers, and particularly the Gen Jonesers and the Gen Xers, we share some things in common. The first thing is we are strong people. We didn't need sunscreen. We just laid out on giant sheets of aluminum foil with baby oil and iodine, right? Hawaiian Tropic Red Label. We put our chairs up on the roof to get higher to the sun. We only turned over when the radio station told us to. Nobody cared. We grew up in the way, way back seat of our mom's station wagon, rear facing at the people behind us, right? Just waving back there. Just nobody wore a seatbelt. Not even in the front seat. If your mom's arm wasn't strong enough, you deserved to go through the windshield. But we didn't have helicopter parents back then. In fact, we had the opposite of helicopter parents. We had Home Depot parents, where you think there should be someone working in the store that could help you, but there's no one around. You're on your own. This is Home Depot. Do you need a skill saw? Well, there's only one left in the whole store, and it's way up there. So grab yourself one of those rolling staircases, my friend. Roll it over there, crawl, and don't pull it over on yourself and cut your arm off, because nobody's going to take you to the hospital. It's going to be your fault that you got hurt. Here's what you get. Suck it up. Blow on it. Walk it off. Rub some dirt on it. Bleed over the sink. My mom's favorite was, don't bleed on my shag carpet. I had a guy send me one the other day. It was like, let the dog lick it. It'll heal faster. Nobody cared if we were bored. Nobody cared what our grades were. Nobody cared that we were eating lunch out of a lunchbox filled with unrefrigerated dairy products and rust. Who had a rusty lunchbox? Yeah, we're all still here. And the thermoses didn't match because the first one, the one that came with it, got shattered. It's gone. It's gone. Nobody cared that we were being pummeled in the face by real red rubber dodgeballs. The real red, the ones that smelled like rubber coming at you. Not the little foamy baby ones they have now. The real red, it went twang when it hit you in the face. And it left a crosshatch print right on your forehead. Right there. Nobody cared. No one cared at all. Nobody cared about the emotional trauma that we sustained because of sea monkeys. Who had sea monkeys? See, I'm still not over sea monkeys. I paid my $1.25 out of the back of that comic book. I was supposed to get the whole sea monkey family. The mama sea monkey and the daddy sea monkey and junior sea monkey and little baby sea monkey. They lived in a castle. And they were going to come live with me, and I was supposed to be able to teach them tricks. That's not what we got. We got three envelopes in the mail filled with disappointment, deceit, and dehydrated brine shrimp. No one cared. No one cared that that woman on Romper Room never said my name. Never said my name in her stupid magic mirror, even though all day I was trying to walk on the romper stompers. Just two upside down plastic cups on a string, just pop your ankle right off. They weren't as dangerous though as metal roller skates. So the metal roller skates, they kind of clamp to your shoe like this, right? You didn't get hurt because you were going fast, because you couldn't go fast because of the friction of the metal on the sidewalk. But about the third one in, your shoe came right out of that thing. But you fell because it was still attached to your ankle with a little belt. So you tripped over it and fell and broke your bottom. That was it.
She's right on.
That is comedian Karen Morgan. My big brother had the sea monkeys. The fact that they didn't have little vacuum cleaners and televisions, what a ripoff. We're going to get this posted up along with the People's Movie Critic Review at BOBAND SHERI.com. This is Bob and Sherry.
Sign up for our newsletter. We never spam you.
Never did.
Get Bob and Sherry exclusives. Just go to BobandSherry.com.
I don't know what's happening to me. I saw this ad in the magazine yesterday, and I really want a rain gauge.
What is happening to you?
A rain gauge.
I really want.
Oh, you're becoming a yard dad. I love it.
Listen, Bob, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you can get one of those free with those Velcro shoes you can order. I think it comes with a rain gauge.
Say what you want. This is a beautiful rain gauge. It has little ceramic butterflies and flowers attached to it. So I could put it right out in my garden, and then I could see how much it rained, and I would know because my flowers are starting to come in again. This is the second year. They're actually coming back. My salvia, actually coming back. So I would know exactly how much to water them. And I can just see myself going out and checking my rain gauge and then going in and telling Mary how much it rained last night. Hey, we got...
I think she can see it, too.
We got an eighth of an inch last night, Mary.
That's what she said.
I was waiting.
I passed that to Sherry.
You're a yard dad now, and that's adorable. And you are making things grow. You're making things grow. Yeah. Yeah. There's like, gamer dad.
I have a dad bod. Now I'm a yard dad.
There's gamer dad. There's yard dad. Yeah. There's hobby dad. And you are making things grow. You're doing a really good job. You should totally have a ring gauge. Then you can get, maybe Mary can get you like a fancy barometer for Christmas. Then you'll be able to tell her.
I saw one.
Yeah. You already looking?
I saw one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. LL Bean. They got a nice one.
I can't believe you don't have a rain barrel. As much as you like to recycle, where you could collect rainwater.
You need an anemometer. That way you can put that thing out there and see what the wind speed is.
Yeah.
They have those?
Uh-huh.
They do.
Yeah.
I'll bet there's a kit that has all of these things.
Yeah. Yes. It's going to be a great summer for my wife coming up. It's Bob and Sherry.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
She's done it again. Sherry Lynch named one of the most influential women in radio. It's Bob and Sherry. Sherry.
It is talk back time, and you can call the show on the phone at 844-52-SHERI, 844-52-SHERRY, or you can just grab our app, which is free in Google Play and the App Store. Tap the little microphone in the bottom center of the screen and talk, and the app will do the rest.
Hi, Bob and Sherry. This is Shannon, the scientist. I was just listening to the podcast where... there was a movie review of Dune 2. I'm a little bit behind. I just wanted to call because hearing Lamar say the names of the characters makes me laugh. So the people on Arrakis are the Fremen, not the Freemen. And it's Chani, not Chaney. So at first I thought, oh, what a funny Bush administration joke that Chaney's there. Anyway, it's Princess Erlon. Anyway, it's funny hearing a Georgia boy pronounce words off of a sheet of paper. Love the movie. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, I got your back, man. This is Lamar, the beer truck driver from Georgia, okay? I am so sorry you misunderstood how this works. That movie is based in the year 10,191. Pronunciations of words have evolved over that period of time, and they change. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing him correctly. And in 8,167 years, by gosh, we can find out. I think I might be right. Now, you could be right, But we still got 8,000 years to go to know who's right, me or you. So thank you for calling, though. It's awesome.
It's awesome. Hey, you're a scientist. You could be able to predict that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Can I tell you something? Go ahead.
Yeah. No, tell us, Max. I was going to ask you about it.
So I learned some interesting things about the Dune 2 soundtrack. You know, Hans Zimmer did it. And, you know, we've heard so many soundtracks. If you think of John Williams and the Star Wars, that's a symphony, right? So Hans Zimmer decided what he wanted to do was create a different sound for it. So what he did is, I'll play this one part. He got a woman to come in and sing a bunch of notes, but different ways, so he could load them into a keyboard. Now, you've seen before that they have somebody sings one note and they put it in a keyboard and it all sort of sounds the same. So rather than actually having her sing it, he was able to sculpt it in a certain way. And if you listen to it, you can hear a little bit of that. That's the wrong one. Hang on. This is the one I was looking for. Sorry. That's him hitting a keyboard.
That's eerie, but I could see
that's
how it's a woman's
so
voice.
Good.
But if you listen to it.
Yeah.
It
and if
creates,
you're watching the movie.
It creates kind of an otherworldly sound. Now, back to this other piece of sound that I have that I played mistakenly first. So they wanted percussion, but they didn't want it to sound like drums. So what they did is they sent their staff out to the Home Depot and bought a bunch of things that they could make noise with, like cinder blocks and boards and paint buckets and all that sort of stuff, which is how they got the percussion that went with this.
That is incredibly creative.
Yeah. You know, 8,000 years from now, you still won't be able to get somebody at Home Depot to help you find something.
You on your own.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
You're on your own. That's fascinating.
We were talking about Dune at Easter lunch, and Uncle Louie, who's in his 90s, said to me, "Well, honey, I saw that Dune with Kyle MacLachlan in it, and it was just a big old crazy mess. Do I need to see the new one?" And I was like, yes, the new Dune is visually spectacular. It's a much better movie. But yeah, you would have to see the first Dune before you... Well, honey, I don't want to sit through that mess again. Well, it's a different mess. It's Timothy Chalamet. And it's a completely different... So, darling, I can't. I love Uncle Louie. He's like, "Darling, I can't see the second one without sitting through the first one again." I was like, "Pretty much." He said, "Well, you know what? I'm not going to live long enough for that." So, Uncle, heads up, movie business. Uncle Louie will not be participating in Dune 1 or 2.
Right. That's really interesting. And I think it worked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it worked.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
It's Bob and Sherry.
The Bob and Sherry website, the Oddcast, contest info, bobandsherry.com.
Well, do you remember when The Golden Bachelor was all the rage? I know it feels like 10 years ago, but I think it was like in the last 6 months. And Gary chose Teresa and they got married and we all hated Teresa's dress, but you know, it's the bride's choice. And I said right then and there, this ain't gonna last. And Lamar was like, "Nope, this ain't gonna last." And people were like, "Oh, you guys are so hateful. You don't believe in love." Well, Lamar has a little update on the Golden Bachelor and his Golden Bride.
Yeah. They have now settled down, but not together. He has settled back down in Northern Indiana, and she is still living in New Jersey. So they are not living together. She's still working her job in New Jersey. He's still in Indiana. Part of it, I think, they say, is they hate to leave their families. Their families are, you know, they want to stay with their families. But they are not living together. Now, they are thinking about going to Charleston, living in Charleston. So they're thinking maybe that's a midpoint. Maybe it is. you look at it, I don't know, it's midpoint, and it's a beautiful place to live. But they're still madly in love. They want to make the marriage work. But for right now, it's a long-distance marriage.
I was thinking of confronting Putin face-to-face, but I didn't want to leave Mary, you know, so I just, yeah. I chose not to do that. That is such baloney. Are you kidding? It's so fake. I think it's been longer than 6 months. I think it's closer to a year, isn't it?
No, it's not been that long.
No, it hasn't been that long. No.
I'll Google it right now. Gary
has been to New Jersey on several occasions, and Teresa has plans to visit Indiana in May. What? Wait a minute. Listen, I've got aunts and uncles I see more than that. I mean, what is the deal?
At the end of last September is when it premiered, September 28th, 2023. So here's the thing. The whole point of The Golden Bachelor was they're grown. Their kids are grown. I think they have doesn't one of them have a grandchild or something? Like they are no longer tethered to school and T-ball. And so, yeah. And this business of, well, he doesn't want to leave Indiana. She doesn't want to leave New Jersey. That conversation didn't come up when you were planning to say, I do, till death do us part. This is so bogus. Thoughts?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it didn't come up when he decided to do the show either. Are you telling me that you... all of a sudden you forgot you had a family, you forgot you had grandchildren or whatever. And maybe the concept of meeting somebody at that age that you're going to meet on television could be kind of dicey. It's such baloney.
Yeah, because you're either one of them are expected to give up their life, their, you know, family and all that they've worked to do over a romance that began 45 days before.
Is it possible that they got caught up in the moment and did what they thought that people, the TV producers wanted them to do?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I think so. Sure. Yeah.
Of course. You got the whole world looking at you. You don't look like an idiot. You just don't want to look like an idiot. This is what you're there for. Nobody, listen, you can't get to the end of this and go, you know what? I don't see anybody alike. I think I'm just going to let this go. They're not doing that.
It has to have a payoff. Yeah.
And not to be like pitifully all involved in the lives of complete strangers, but you can't tell me that when you watched the wedding stuff, like I'm looking in Teresa's face and I am seeing the face of a beagle that got stuck somewhere and can't get out. Like I just felt like that is a trapped animal right there. She did not look super happy about it. And I remember there were some paparazzi photos of them afterward, like a few days after the wedding. And they didn't look like a couple. They didn't look happy.
Can't you imagine the conversation behind closed doors? You know, all right, we're here. What are we going to do? Well, I like you. Well, I like you good enough. Well, you know, let's just do this. Let's just push our way through. When the country forgets about us, then we'll figure this all out.
Yeah.
The country ain't forgetting. There's paparazzi everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So you just have to, we all know that with the exception of Trista and Ryan from that season of The Bachelorette or whatever that was, with the exception of those two, we have to know that it's just entertainment and it's just like,
I'm not going to pretend my heart's not broke. I'm not going to pretend. My heart's a little broke. I'm sorry.
Well, because Lamar, like it didn't seem like they even for 1 minute were the real deal. No. Like some of these
she
other
was
bachelor
the one
couples,
I swore he shouldn't marry. She was the one I swore against the whole time. But
yeah,
he did it.
They didn't seem happy together like from the jump. And even in People Magazine, she was like, "Well, that wasn't the dress I would have picked." There's a reason why people get paid to be actors, because they're convincing it, pretending to be something they're not. And Teresa's a real person and she can't lie. It's Bob and Sherry.
Can you believe this is sponsored by Progressive Insurance? Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com.
You read it once.
I don't believe that.
And then you read it again.
I can't believe this.
It's Bob and Sherry's.
I believe this.
I cannot believe this.
I don't know how many of y'all are watching Three Body Problem on Netflix. It's an 8-part series. Lamar will review it, but it's super dense. And so you got to give the man a hot minute to get through all 8 episodes. So Three Body Problem is based on an incredible novel. It's a Chinese novel that was translated into English. It's one of my favorite books of the last 10 years, but I have to warn you, like, I think I got some sort of like permanent damage trying to understand everything that was in the book. It's really complex. And the TV show, which is on Netflix, Three Body Problem, begins in China in the 1960s when this woman, this young woman, makes one decision that ends up reverberating across all of time and space. And the next thing you know, the laws of nature begin unwinding. And so we have this group of brilliant scientists that have to join forces to stop the greatest threat that humanity has ever known. It's deep and it's intense, and it's a really good show on Netflix. And now here's the story behind the story. There was a Chinese billionaire. He made his fortune on video games. His name is Lin Qi. This is true, by the way. This is not part of the make-believe of the show. So Lin Qi read Three Body Problem when it was released, and he fell in love with the book. And he had all these millions and billions from his video game empire. And his dream was to turn the Three Body Problem into a television show. So he began working with Netflix and the creators of HBO's Game of Thrones. And when Three Body Problem premiered on Netflix last month, and it's a huge hit, guess who wasn't around to see it? Well, that'd be video game billionaire tycoon Lin Qi, because in 2020, when he was 39 years old, he was poisoned to death by a disgruntled coworker. He was this giant star. Like in China, he would be the equivalent of like a tech bro. Like, what would I compare him to? You know, like one of our billionaires, like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos. He was a giant star. And the guy that poisoned him was a former executive in his company. And so the murder went down in 2020. And last month, Zhu Yao, who poisoned his former boss, was sentenced in court to death. The court said his actions were despicable. And so he is on China's death row right now for killing the man who financed the Three Body Problem. And like most of these kinds of like true crime stories, it's so petty. He took this man's life. And now he's going to lose his own. And it's just so petty. But I thought that everyone who's watching The Three Body Problem on Netflix would like to know the story behind the story. That the guy
just the
who
words,
made it
China's
happen,
death row is kind of a scary thought, isn't it?
Yeah. The guy who made it happen, who put the whole thing together and was able to bring, it's an incredibly dense, and I was shocked when I found out they were going to make it into a Netflix show. My friend Steve, he's the only other person I know who's read it. And like, how is this going to be a TV show? But the idea that the man who made all of that happen, who kept all of these people employed, was murdered by a disgruntled manager. That's another movie all by itself.
I'm listening to this and I'm thinking to myself, are you not surprised that there are not more managers that are murdered?
You know, I am, you know? Actually, now that you say
when
it.
When you think about it, you know, because I mean, we've worked for some really bad people, and Lord knows we're not murderers, but I'm just thinking there are some terrible people with some, you know, power over people's lives. Why are more just not wiped out?
Those douche buckets were not worth killing, in my estimation.
No.
Like they weren't they weren't worth me getting stains on my clothes that might not come out. So I wouldn't kill them for that. And I don't know what this man's perceived grievance was, mm-hmm. that he was willing to lose his own life to kill this guy. But yeah, when you're watching Three Body Problem, if you're planning to binge it this weekend, now you know the story behind the story. It's Bob and Sherry.
Instant access to the podcast, and fun side. Just download the free Bob and Sherry app.
Well, this is the time of the year that Forbes magazine, which nobody listening to our show reads, comes out with their billionaire list. The richest people, it's not really the billionaire list, but it's the richest people in the world. And, of course, also in the United States. And there's a new billionaire. Officially, for the first time, this new billionaire has made the Forbes list. This person has a fortune that is estimated to be $1.1 billion. A couple of people who are also on the list: a Frenchman named Bernard Arnault, who owns a luxury goods company. He was number one. He was number one. He was followed by Elon Musk, who has a net worth of right around $155 billion. So there's a couple of guys that everybody knows, but there's a new person that has made the list. Who do you think this person is? Everyone knows
Taylor
who
Swift.
This person is.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift. Yep. And she's on the list for the first time. Yeah.
Can I brag on my girl? Mm-hmm. She is the first artist in history to make that $1 billion on her music alone. No cosmetics line, no clothing line, nothing. Music.
Wow. I hadn't looked at it that way. You're right. Yeah. I don't recall her hawk. Well, I mean, they sell t-shirts and all of that with the tours.
Oh, my God. Oh, stop. Everyone sells t-shirts at their concerts. Her money came from her music.
Yeah.
She doesn't have like a lingerie line or, you know,
makeup.
Fancy cat food.
That's so impressive. How old is she now? Early 30s?
34.
Yeah. God, where's the time go? I know that's a cliche, but wasn't she just 15? So $1.1 billion, she's in Forbes. It's Bob and Sherry.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
The Bob and Sherry Podcast.
There is a writer whose name is Arthur C. Brooks. He writes for The Atlantic magazine, and he has an article that has the title, "Whatever You Do, Don't Do This If You Don't Want to Ruin Your Relationship, If You Have a Romantic Relationship." Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you, I want you to guess at what it is, but I'm going to tell you it's not adultery, and what's another one? It's not just basic disdain for the other person, which are, of course, always at the top of the list. But he says this way you relate to your opposite number is going to ruin your relationship if you do this every now and then. You don't even have to do it. You couldn't do it every day and still have the relationship. But people will do it every once in a while as a tool to get back at the person they're married to or living with. What do you think it is?
Mm. Oh, wow. So it's every once in a while and it's a get back? It's like you're mad, so you're acting out?
It's
passive aggressive?
It is. It's as passive aggressive as you can get.
Whoa.
Is it the silent treatment?
That is exactly what it is. I can't believe you
got
it. Round of applause for you.
Yep.
That's right. Do you know where the silent treatment came from? This is so interesting. I'm reading from his article. Life for a 19th century sailor was hard. Months at sea were accompanied by constant danger, deprivation. And to make matters worse, mariners saw the same people every day. All day in a confined space.
What must that be like? What a nightmare. Oh, no.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. On a long voyage, if there was one obnoxious person, the other sailors would make his life as miserable as he was making theirs. They would use the silent treatment. They would ignore him for weeks on end. And
it's everybody, all the sailors
everybody
were doing
on
that.
The ship.
Wow.
And you have nowhere else to go to meet other people, to talk to other people. You're there. They said, they have historical diaries that say this treatment by sailors to this one other guy would make a strong man break down and cry.
Yeah, because we're social creatures.
Right.
You know, we exist in relationship to each other. That is so cruel. Wow.
So cruel.
So the whole ship.
For the whole ship. So that's where I think the silent treatment, according to his research, actually began. Now, maybe there was, you know, Ugg in the cave and Mrs. Ugg is there and, you know, she turns his back on him. I don't know. But in somewhat recent historical times, that's where it emanated. And if you do that, if that's your go-to response when you're pissed off at something that your lover has done, if that's the way you're going, it's just not going to be a good thing for your relationship long term. It could bust it.
I have to be so careful.
It's not accomplishing anything.
No, it's punishing.
No.
But I have to be so careful because that's why I bought a bullhorn when my kids were younger, because I don't like raising my voice. And I don't, you know, some people when they're upset or angry, they just say any crazy thing that pops into their head and then apologize for it later. But words leave a mark. So I want to be careful about what I say. And so I will go silent, not meaning to give you the silent treatment. I do it at work too. I'll go silent while I calm down and think about what words I want to use and
I
want to do in this situation.
That's being sane. That's not the silent treatment.
It's being sane, but it feels like the silent treatment when you're on the receiving end of it.
It depends on how long it goes.
I've seen this happen to me both in my relationships and my work settings, that people aren't used to a person just sitting there and not, flying off the handle. And so, it's something I have to watch and pay attention to. And now I'll be like, you know what? I'm just going to think on that for a minute so that it doesn't look like I'm just staring at you with my big dead eyes and icing you out.
Well, you're so verbose that it comes as a shock. And I've seen you use this, like on one of the jackasses we used to have to work with in the old station.
Well, some of those guys would say something that was so breathtakingly stupid and wrong I would need time. Like the one day the guy was like, you know what? The internet's a fad. Let's turn the stream off. Force them to listen to the over-the-air signal.
Yeah.
I think that man, my brain went, hey, psst, girl, that man just said the internet is a fad in the year of our Lord 2004.
How about the guy who said women don't really like other women? Remember that guy who said that?
Oh, there have been so many times where I've been like, wow, that was out loud.
Yeah,
I'm going to need to sit with that for a minute. So, but I agree. I think the silent treatment is so cruel. It's Bob and Sherry.
Here's Bob and Sherry with Charlie King and the Zippy Zodiac.
Oh, I just know we're in for some awesome news. Take it away, Charlie.
Well, this is eclipse week that we're coming into with the solar eclipse in the 19th degree of Aries. And that key word for this eclipse is shock. And the way that the shock shows up for each sign is unique. So for Aries, this week's shock is a revelation or a lesson about your body that makes you rethink how to treat yourself. Or it could be a shock with your life direction changing rapidly, seeing you living this like 180 degree lifestyle change where you become unrecognizable. Taurus, the shock is some kind of revelation or skeletons coming out of a closet. And it might not even be your own closet. Someone else's skeletons can cause you a shock too. Handling unconscious phobias is kind of forced upon you. but you do come out the other side as an independent warrior who's no longer scared of anything. Gemini, the shock is in your collaborative venture. So this week you might be saying, don't worry, I'm going to do it myself. If it happens that others seem to let you down or they can't step up to the mark. And it might also be a shocking opportunity to take a powerful professional direction that offers you an amazing future of achievement.
Oh, yeah. I'm a man.
That sounds very promising.
It does.
For Cancer, the shock might be something coming back round full circle. So it's something that you used to do, like an old talent or an old job that you let go of, and it becomes a potential again. So dive into bringing back an old passion or an old skill to life this week to find the ultimate instability and security. Leo, the shock is in a change of horizons, and this could be location changes or school changes or emerging into the big wide world somehow out from underneath what has been a kind of comfortable cover. Stay full of courage when you venture into the unknown, and maybe you'll even find out that you quite like it amidst the wildness. Virgo, the shock of the eclipse for you is something that's draining you from reaching your maximum capacity, and you becoming aware of a niggling issue that might have been preventing growth somehow. And the real themes for Virgo are give and take. So you'll want to balance where you're giving too much and those who are taking too much from you. And really assess kind of where the external pressures are being unfairly put upon you.
It's not even funny. It's that was right on the money. Right on the money.
Yep.
It really is. Except for the part about growth, because it's in the Book of Bob that he's against that. He's opposed to growth.
unless it's medical. Yeah. Medical or environmental.
This week for Libra, you're going to be shocked by someone you are close to. But this is actually something you might have been expecting. So unspoken tension, it can't be contained any longer. And a misunderstanding offers opportunity for some respect coming your way once the air is cleared. Scorpio.
Yeah.
There is a shocking adjustment for Scorpio to do with the way that you prioritize life. And it's both work and daily dues that have this kind of like tug and pull effect on you. And this is things breaking in your job life that somehow seem your problem to fix. But instead of fixing things, you might want to consider throwing everything in the trash and starting from scratch and redoing the whole damn thing.
Sherry, bad news. I'm throwing everything in the trash.
Starting from scratch. That's okay. My horoscope is probably go ahead and bury yourself alive. So we'll get to Capricorn and see what happens, okay? But first, we must hear about Sagittarius.
Well, Sagittarius, a shocking development is based on your balance between doing what you want and doing what you should. So if you've been too self-centered, then life becomes challenging. And if you've been too self-sacrificial, then you realize that there's no spark. So it's about hitting this happy medium that's important, and a friend or a loved one may help you in seeing this more clearly. Capricorn, the shock of this eclipse shakes up your every foundation. It's like this seesaw between work and family and work and family and work and family. And you're encouraged or maybe even forced to reassess your priorities, which could be initiated when you receive some news about a loved one, or you're asked to help in clearing up somebody else's mess at work or at home. And this just temporarily puts projects on the back burner, so do not be hard on yourself.
Okay, if I could just let y'all know, I don't want to clean up your work messes. If you could clean up your own work messes. And Max also does not want to clean up your own work messes because he's too busy blowing everything up and starting over, okay? Okay. All right, Aquarius.
Aquarius, there's maybe some shocking news or some gossip that has escalated a situation, and you're challenged to avoid being impulsive or reactive. Just aim to communicate calmly, still assertively, though, to find a resolution that works for everybody. It's win-win or no deal. And for Pisces, the shock sees you forced to reconsider your priorities and how they align with your long-term vision. You might realize somewhere that you've fallen off track and your values have become confusing. You're sacrificing health for wealth, or you're sacrificing security for status. But deepening your general understanding of what you need versus what you want it's necessary to go back to putting the most important things first.
You know, I'm a glass half full person, and at no time did you say the sun was going to explode. And I think we can all leave feeling good about that. I mean, clean. I don't know. We're going to get this posted. We're going to get this posted up at bobandsherry.com and over on the Bob and Sherry Facebook. Charlie, you have a great weekend. This is Bob and Sherry.
Now, let's open up the Bob and Sherry Archive Vault.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the show. Say hi to People's Movie Critic. He's live in the studio this morning.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi. I just want to say my boys and I, when we head to school every morning, first thing we do when we get in the car, and they make sure we do, is put on Bob and Sherry.
You are raising up some smart young men.
It's definitely Lamar Day.
God bless you. That's good.
Well, when did your mom have your back, Kelly?
Oh, gosh. My mom, she was the best. My sister and I were in high school, like, in the 70s and 80s. And back then, Mom had a police scanner. And she sat and she listened to it all the time. And on the weekends, if my mom knew that we were going to a certain party, especially my sister, she was 3 years older than me. Mom was sitting listening to that police scanner. And if she heard that the party's getting out of control and the police were moving in, my mom would call the party and get my sister and say, the police are moving in. Hurry, get everybody out. And she saved a lot of people. And
this is beautiful,
I went to
Kelly.
A graduation party 1 year, and it was a huge party. And I told Mom where I was going, and Mom heard on the police scanner that there were drugs and everything. The police were going to raid the party. And next thing I knew, I heard in the crowd of about 200 people, where's my daughter? I'm here to get my daughter. And the police were trying to hold my mom back, and, ma'am, you can't go in. I'm getting my daughter. And she came in and took me out of that party. she had our back big time.
I think it's wonderful that, because, you know, some moms who are sort of uptight wouldn't have let you go in the first place. But your mom, a completely different kind of mother's
cool.
Love, Lamar.
Very cool mom. Very cool
mom.
She
was the cool mom.
She could have been sitting in front of the TV watching Mama's Family reruns, but instead she was glued to that scanner in the back bedroom. That's commitment.
Calling her daughter and say, grab your stash, get in the car, and take off. That's good. I like it.
Now,
in our 20s, I worked with my mom, and Mom would always, with my sister and I, and, you know, we were kind of wild in our 20s, too.
You're like a shoplifting
gang. She would follow us to the bars to make sure we didn't get in trouble, to make sure we got home. So every weekend, Mom was busy keeping an eye on my sister and I.
While you and your sister were in the bars, what would your mom be doing?
Having fun.
So she'd be in the bar.
Oh, she'd hang out with you.
Mom would have fun, too. We took her to Chippendale's, was at one of the bars, and we paid Mom back, and we would put dollar bills in between her breasts, and the Chippendale dancers would come up to my mom and take them out with their mouth, and Mom, she would just sit and giggle. And
I guess that Time magazine cover doesn't look so bad now.
If I could just bring my mama back and take her to the Go Club.
I'm trying to.
If I could just bring my mama back.
I'm trying to picture Max's mother with dollar bills in her brassiere.
The funny thing is, her mother would enjoy it too, my grandmother.
Oh, y'all would take Mama out to the strip club too?
Oh, honey, my
the apple does not fall far from
the tree. My grandmother partied any of you all under the table.
This is just, I mean,
my
this
grandmother
is...
was a spitfire.
All right, hang on. Real quick question, Kel. Your grandma one of those grabby, hands-on grandmas at the strip club?
No, she wasn't grabby. She was an observation, but she made sure she had a good time. She made sure she had a good time. My mom, she's just beyond herself.
You know, Kelly, I was going to ask of you and your sister which one was more wild, but I don't think it matters.
No!
It doesn't matter.
I don't think there's any difference.
Well, listen. There's never a problem when you lead by example. Never a problem. I think it was.
I left my mom 19 years ago, moved to Corbin, Kentucky. And
have you got any kids?
I have kids. They're at school now.
Girls?
I have kids, and I will have my kids back, too. They're guilty till proven innocent.
Exactly, because they're your children. I just think we're all going to take away that image of your mama sitting there in the front row with money sticking out of her cleavage. That's a beautiful story, and I can tell by the way you're talking that your mom is no longer with us.
No, we lost Mom about 4 years ago.
Sorry,
that's all right. She's somewhere else right now. She's in a better place.
You and your kids can salute her by doing milk shots for breakfast in the morning.
And by the way, Kelly,
yeah, there you go.
A lot of these police departments will do the scanner online now, so you don't have to buy a scanner. Just have to get like an app or something, okay?
Yeah.
Just an FYI, just for you.
I told my boys I was going to get a police scanner, so I can keep an eye on them, too.
Text them. Cheese it, the cops.
It's beautiful, because now, you know, your mom has gone on to her reward with the Creator. And now anytime you miss her, you and the kids can just look up at the sky and say, look at those clouds. Mama's going to make it rain.
Well, if my sister and I get together and we have a couple of weeks, we definitely look up and give her a good toast.
I can't think of any better way to honor.
Bob and Sherry are teaming up with Visit Florida this school year to salute teachers for all the hard work they do by giving them a chance to win a well-deserved relaxing vacation to Margaritaville Beach Resort, Fort Myers Beach. Situated on the Gulf of Mexico, this laid-back retreat is the perfect place for our teachers to find the coolest shells in the sand, sip frozen concoctions, indulge in local fare, and revel in spectacular sunsets. Plus, each teacher and their guest will receive exclusive access to the Fins Up Beach Club to enjoy the action-packed aquatic playground or chill out to the sound of great music on the Sunset Terrace. If you want to nominate a special teacher or even yourself to win this awesome vacation, log on to bobandsherry.com and hit the contest tab. Nominated teachers could win weekly prizes and qualify for the monthly grand prize, a spot to travel with us this summer on our trip for teachers to Florida. Teachers, we salute you with our trip for teachers to Florida. From Visit Florida and Bob and Sherry. Contest rules apply.
She's done it again. Sherry Lynch named one of the most influential women in radio. It's Bob and Sherry. Sherry.
So I watched the movie Naiad, starring Annette Bening as the famous swimmer Diana Naiad and Jodie Foster as her best friend, who Diana Naiad persuades to coach her as she attempts at age 60. To get back into competitive shape and swim from Cuba to Florida in dangerous currents and shark and jellyfish infested waters. Mm. Annette Bening, I mean, this wasn't a movie that I had like a ton of interest in. I just didn't know anything about the real story. I'm so glad I watched it because the accomplishment is amazing. It's not ruining the movie to tell you that she finally succeeded. But it took 5 attempts. She was 61 when she finally got it done. The idea of swimming in the open ocean for 48 hours, I just don't even know how the human body can do this. And she talked how it was more the mind than the body, because at some point, people who do that do start hallucinating. Mm-hmm. And you're in the open ocean with box jellyfish and all kinds of critters, and you're actively hallucinating, and you're swimming around the clock. You can never get out of the water. The minute you're out of the water, you're disqualified and it's over. The people.
Annette Bening is having a moment right now. She's on a Netflix series, and now this movie that you're talking about. She's everywhere these days.
I'm surprised that performance didn't get more attention, because she does an incredible job of showing you that a very specific kind of person has this dream, and that you have to be almost blindingly selfish,
right?
Because it's a crazy thing. But you learn about, like, they had this technology that, you know, it was like this signal, this sound they could release underwater that the sharks hated and would stay away from. But there was no keeping the jellyfish off of her. It's worth a watch. It's worth a watch. I think we saw it on, I want to say Netflix maybe, in the Oscar collection. It's for sure worth a watch. It's Bob and Sherry. Thank you so much for listening to the Bob and Sherry podcast, the Oddcast, and Talking Lamar. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review, and maybe share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.